Chapter 17, Happiness with Others. Relationships can be the greatest source of happiness or the deepest pit of misery. Few things influence your daily mood, mindset, and even your physical health more than the people you spend time with. Whom you surround yourself with matters more than most people ever realize. The ripple effect of people. If you spend most of your time with negative, bitter, or toxic people, how long do you think you can stay positive? Their attitude rubs off on you. Their negativity becomes the background noise of your life. On the other hand, being around happy, supportive, optimistic people makes everything lighter. Their energy is contagious too, but in a good way. Suddenly, problems feel manageable, hope feels natural, and life feels brighter. We become like the people we spend the most time with. That is not philosophy, it is neuroscience. Your brain literally mirrors the emotions, language, and behaviors of the people around you. Spend time with complainers, and you will complain more. Spend time with dreamers and doers, and you will raise your own game. Choose your company carefully. The lesson is simple but powerful. Choose your company carefully. Ask yourself, do the people around me lift me up or drag me down? Do they challenge me to grow or encourage me to shrink? Do they add joy to my life or drain it? Guard your energy like your life depends on it, because in many ways it does. The people around you act like thermostats, not thermometers. They do not just reflect the emotional temperature, they influence it. Spend time with people who warm your soul, not freeze it. Walking away is okay. Many people need to hear this. It is okay to walk away from relationships that drain the life out of you. That does not mean you stop loving people. It does not mean you hold grudges or wish them ill. It simply means you refuse to let their negativity dictate your life. Sometimes the healthiest choice is not to fight or fix, it is to step back. You are responsible for your energy. You do not owe constant access to people who bring nothing but chaos. Give yourself permission to prioritize peace. A personal note. Throughout my life, I have had seasons where I surrounded myself with the wrong people. People who fueled negativity, tore others down, or believed life was nothing but struggle. When I stayed in that environment, my own outlook darkened. It was not until I chose to spend time with optimistic, motivated, and supportive people that my life began to shift upward. Their encouragement did not just make me feel good, it inspired me. It reminded me of what was possible. That is the power of your circle. It shapes your perspective more than you realize. The happiness multiplier. Happiness multiplies when it is shared. When you are around people who celebrate your wins, encourage your dreams, and stand beside you during tough times, life feels richer. And when you are that person for others, you amplify your own happiness. Show me your friends, and I will show you your future. It's not just an old saying, it is a roadmap. The people closest to you influence your habits, your choices, your confidence, and ultimately your direction in life. Why some people attract others. Have you ever walked into a room filled with people? A living room, a bar, a meeting, a social event, whatever the setting, you will notice something interesting. There is almost always a cluster of people gathered around one or two individuals, laughing, talking, enjoying themselves. And then there are others standing on the edges, disconnected, and unsure. Why does that happen? It comes down to simple but powerful behaviors. Here are some of my tips for building happy, healthy relationships. Treat people exactly the way you want to be treated. This is the golden rule. You only get what you give. This is the law of reciprocity. Be kind, and people will be kind. Treat people with respect, and they usually return it. If someone does not, politely move on. People who consistently behave that way are often what I call Group 1 people, and they are not worth your energy. Do not take yourself too seriously. No one else does. Everyone carries their own beliefs, opinions, and priorities. Trying to force your ideas on others is no more effective than them trying to force theirs on you. Relax, be open, and do not let ego run the show. Smile when you communicate. Most communication is nonverbal. People pay more attention to your energy than your words. A sincere smile softens conversations, lowers tension, and signals that you are approachable. Remember, you can be right or you can have a relationship. Compromise is essential. Nobody likes a know-it-all, not even you. Winning every argument is a lonely victory. Say something nice. Genuine compliments open doors. They do not have to be grand. Love your smile, or how was your weekend? Can build connection quickly. Learn to tell jokes. Humor is a bridge between people. It relaxes the room, builds comfort, and makes others enjoy your company. One good joke is plenty. Keep it appropriate. Stop saying I can't. When people tell me they cannot give compliments or tell jokes or smile more, they are right only because they believe they are right. Replace I can't with I will learn. And watch how quickly your confidence grows. Take baby steps. You do not need to be a comedian or a motivational speaker. Just be warm, interested, and genuine. The emotional environment. The emotional tone of the people around you influences your physical health more than most people realize. Studies show that being surrounded by negativity can increase stress hormones, weaken your immune system, and even shorten your lifespan. Happiness is not just emotional, it is biological. Your emotional environment matters as much as the air you breathe. You teach people how to treat you. In every relationship, you set the tone by what you tolerate, by what you reward, by the boundaries you enforce. If someone constantly brings negativity and you keep allowing it, you unintentionally teach them that it is acceptable. Healthy relationships require healthy limits. Reflection exercise, your happiness circle. Take 10 minutes to reflect on the relationships in your life. List the people you spend the most time with, at least 5 names. Label each one. Do they lift me up, drain me, inspire me, or discourage me? Decide your next step. Spend more time with the lifters. Set boundaries with the drainers. Step away when necessary from relationships that constantly pull you down. Remember, happiness is not built in isolation. It is shaped by the people you choose to let into your circle. Choose wisely.